Nevertheless, problems, with all of their advantages and lessons and blessings, sometimes do tend to discourage us and weigh us down and often tempt us to despair. One of the best ways for keeping our cheerfulness and our balance in times of stress and adversity is the attitude we take toward our problems. For an example, let's take the story of the small boy who sat quietly in a seat of a train running between two of the western cities in the United States. It was a hot, dusty day, very uncomfortable for traveling, and that particular ride was perhaps the most uninteresting day's journey in the whole land. But the little fellow sat patiently watching the fields and the fences hurrying by, until a motherly old lady, leaning forward, asked sympathetically, "Aren't you tired of the long ride, dear, and the dust and the heat?" The lad looked up brightly and replied with a smile, "Yes, ma'am, a little, but I don't mind it much, because my father is going to meet me when I get to the end of it." What a beautiful thought it is that when life seems wearisome and monotonous and burdensome, as it sometimes does, we can look forward hopefully and trustingly and, like the little lad, not mind it much, because our Father, too, will be waiting to meet us at our journey's end. The Lord will meet us at the end of life's journey. Thank God.